Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, rain and thunderstorms likely after 2 p.m., high near 59 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. Tonight, rain before 5 a.m., then rain and snow. Some thunder is also possible. Patchy blowing snow after 5, low around 29. Breezy winds from the east could gust as high as 29 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Saturday, snow mainly before 8 a.m., patchy blowing snow before 7 a.m., a high near 40, breezy with a north wind gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. New snow accumulation of less than half inch possible. Saturday night, increasing clouds with a low around 23, and on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 57. Windy with a south wind gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. And in the news for today and our conclusion of reporting on the candidates and issues that will be on the ballot for the upcoming spring elections, which will take place on Tuesday, April 4th. In an opinion piece released by Politico Online News earlier this week, quote, "The Supreme Court election in Wisconsin could be the beginning of the end of the GOP's near dominance in Wisconsin. With the exception of the governorship, Republicans have long had a lock on most levers of power in the state. They have a strong majority of the congressional delegation. They're on the cusp of supermajorities in both legislative chambers, and conservatives currently hold sway on the state Supreme Court. But a liberal win in the April 4th election could upend all of that. It would give liberals an effective majority on the high court, and with it, the possibility to redraw state and congressional district lines in ways that dramatically curb Republican power. A liberal takeover of the Supreme Court could even be a factor in the race for control of the U.S. House in 2024. A win by Democrat-backed Janet Protasiewicz could shift control of the court from a one-seat advantage for conservatives to a 4-3 liberal majority, could have a domino effect in the state. She is facing former state Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, the conservative candidate backed by the state GOP, in the technically nonpartisan race," the Politico report stated. Already breaking records, fundraising and spending on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race by the campaign, as well as by outside groups, continue to soar, the latest numbers show. According to reports compiled this week by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and reported on yesterday during the nearly noon news, the election campaign of Protasiewicz has raised $12.4 million through mid-March. That is five times as much as the campaign of former Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, who has raised in the same period $2.2 million. Both campaigns in the nominally partisan contest have been fueled by donations from political parties, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign reported. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.